Welcome back. We've heard so much from our beloved pastor who has properly aligned us on this issue of marriage and divorce, especially amongst men of God. Mm-hmm. But I have a question to ask you, sir. We are still looking at this issue of marriage. And why is it popular today, especially amongst men of God? You know, even not everyone makes the headline like Joshua Igla. Yes. Yeah. But we have these prophets, pastors, divorce, you marry, divorce, you marry. Why is this? Because I've not seen it. I've not read it anywhere in Christian history of this taking place. In fact, the only thing we know in Christian history was Catholic priests who did not even marry. Mm-hmm. But this one, we have people who are saying they are men of God, they are getting married, and this issue of divorce and remarry. What could you say about that, sir?
It's fulfillment of scripture.
Fulfillment of scripture.
Mm. Because iniquity
shall abound.
Shall abound.
Love of many. That's
the
right.
Love of many shall wax cold.
Cold.
Mm. It is the spirit of the day. Mm. The Bible speaks about this, one of the signs of the end.
That's Matthew 24, verse 12, yes. That you just quoted, sir.
Yes. One of the signs of the end, Apostle Paul says, there will come a departure, falling away first.
From the faith.
Fall away from what? From the doctrine.
Amen.
Bible faith, apostolic doctrines. If Igla is standing on this scripture, will he divorce his wife? He has fallen away. So when you fall away, you must land somewhere else. So what you see is a reflection of where they are, that they have left the scriptures. This Bible must remain our guide. Don't downplay it. You see it happening everywhere. Christianity has been invaded. I've been taking a series on the review of the church, the bride, and the denominations. And you will see scriptures, prophecies made clear by events. Christ gave us the composition of the church, that there will be wheat and tares. They grow together till the end, before separation will take place. Can't you see what is happening? The various groups of people in the Christian faith. That's exactly what you see. And by their fruit, you will know who they are. Nobody that will have the Holy Ghost and this Bible, your guide, that will go and marry two wives. If you marry two before coming in, it's a different thing. But that you have one wife, you say you're a Christian, then you go and marry a second wife. You know, something is wrong with your conversion, or something is wrong with your understanding of the scripture, or even the Christian faith. And so, Satan has planted carnal people, and what you see, you know, is the result. Carnality everywhere in display. Fornication now is no more sin. Fornication now is there's not no big deal about it. Have you not seen pastors wedding with the white gown, pregnant women?
That's right. On the altar.
There's nothing to them. Have you not seen now in the church now, man and man marrying? Gay marriage, woman and woman marry. Did you see? Who are those speaking again? Very few voices against it. The whole world, very few voices. It is handwriting on the wall. It is a sign of the end time.
My God.
Sir, since this is on marriage, I would love to ask you a question. Because just yesterday, I read a newspaper, PM News. Yesterday, 27th March 2019, PM News, for reference purpose, where a man of God, a popular man of God, spoke on the marriage vow. And he says, for better, for worse, is unscriptural. There is a curse.
Well, who is that man?
And okay, that's Bishop David Oyedepo. You could Google it for those who are interested in finding out this fact. He spoke against it that for better, for worse, richer, for poorer, is a curse, is an unscriptural statement. Okay, and since you are looking at these issues of marriage, sir, I would love your own comments or your own opinion concerning that issue.
I know when it's a tradition, it's not a doctrine.
Okay.
It's a tradition that when a Christian man and woman, you want to come to marriage, you exchange vows. And I believe that, I believe so. I somebody said, I tried to find out the history, the, you know, of this vow.
The marriage vow.
Yeah, and it's the Catholic system that brought it.
Traceable to the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes,
right.
It's the Roman Catholic Church that brought it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not everything Catholic that you throw away, you know, when you protest from them. You know, there are some of things they do that is scriptural.
Scriptural.
Now, it was, I believe, and why I will, you know, bring people to exchange their vow is because there is a need for every believer to know the importance of the implication of going into marriage. And that, first and foremost, it is a bond. And a bond is not just that you paid the dowry. The bond is not just that, yes, I agree to marry you. I agree to marry you. Then I can say, I no agree marry you again. Abi? But when you cause them to see that what God meant, that what he joined together, let no man put asunder, what he means is that you will be together for better, for worse. It is breaking down for richer, for poorer, in sickness or in health, till death do us part. Because that is what the Bible says, that your bond, you remain bound to your husband until death. That's what Romans chapter 7 lets us know.
That's right, sir.
And so when you break it down, tell one another that I vow this day that to take you to be my wedded husband, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. It is the Christian way of letting you understand the meaning that the two of you are no more two, you are one. So saying it is only emphasizing it for you to know that you cannot break.
No.
It's not a doctrine, but it's an action we do to have it checked. And if you break that, you have broken the marriage vow. You don't break marriage vow, you know, and that you live through to him and leave all others and hold on to him alone till death do us part. It helps checks you in the relationship.
That's true.
Now, what Bishop Oyedepo may be looking at it, you know, he may not have seen it from this angle.
Okay.
You know, so he can just say, because there's no doctrine, there's no scripture for that. But I can say, you know, that the Bible, for instance, tells the man that you will love your wife until you are ready to die. Okay, in Ephesians chapter 5.
Okay.
You know, that is how you are supposed to love your wife.
That's right.
So, and so you know, the emphasis there is to let them know that this union you are entering, there is no breaking. And so you break it down. It's for sickness, for health, for richer, for poorer. And in a proper setting, when you exchange that vow in the name of the Lord Jesus, he guides you.
Okay. Amen.
Yes.
That's right. All right. I don't know whether Brother Gabriel here has
we have just been taught today.
Since this is marriage, we have to get to very well.
Yeah, we have to think
that,
very well.
When we enter the ministry, to not go
down. That's why those churches,
mm-hmm.
they have these classes for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
before
sir.
You eventually come together, they tell you the implications and how you live and things like that. Because, you know, it's only in Christianity this is done. In other religions, as you go in, you can come out. No problem. And then, of course, you know, in societies like the Western world, you know, big deal. You know, there's no big deal.
I don't feel like
you know, nobody thinks about it. I think I like this guy. Okay, let's try it. Let's give it 2 years and see. Maybe we can. Maybe, you know, maybe. After 2 years, Look, Geb, I don't think this guy, I need some freedom, to keep disturbing me. No, but if their pastor had told them the implication of marriage.
They do everything to make it work.
Yes, they do everything to make it work.
Okay, I think I'll ask this question then to round up. Of recent, even before now, we've been doing a lot of interviews for some people, yes. Online members, people who come from outside Lagos. All of them have this to say, I came across Bright TV and I got to know the truth. I came across Bright TV, I saw the truth. So my question is an advice for people who will be watching this. There are a lot of mistakes going on right now, especially in the era of marriage. Mm-hmm. We can't give that advice. You can give such an advice.
No. There are various issues. There are various issues in marriage. When the light came to Gentiles, it met us in different estates.
Wow.
It met us. It's only it met us. Polygamous. It met us, idol worshippers, eating all manner of things, different lifestyles that were contrary to, holy living, acceptable before the holy God. And when it comes to the area of relationship, marriage, Apostle Paul, who is the apostle to the Gentiles, now set things in order. That's why he said, a deacon or a bishop must be husband of one wife. Now, he didn't say that if you have more than one wife, you divorce the rest like some teach.
That's true.
No. You bring all of them to Christ, but you cannot
be in the ministry.
Be in the ministry. You cannot be a leader, in the church. So that is one problem area. Now, another problem area is that a marriage is not proper until there is dowry to be paid.
Okay.
And there are people that are living without paying dowry. So they get worried. So my marriage is not accepted before God because it's like just taking somebody's daughter and keeping. So what do we do? That's the kind of question they want to ask. Should I separate from her? I say, you can't separate from her. She's your wife.
That's true.
But go and correct the mistake you have made. Go and pay. Go and ask the parents to forgive you. Sell your car, sell your fridge, sell your television, sell your shoe, sell your suit. Sell anything at all and have money. In fact, go and borrow money. It's better that you owe and you are right with God. Don't drive highway. So that, okay, she'll stay in one bedroom, I'll stay in another bedroom. Who told you it's sex that made her your wife? Okay, so what will you do with the children? So we are saying quickly, as soon as you can, pray that God will make a way, and then you correct it now that you know the truth. Then another one is, I drove away my wife. She offended me. We could not this, we could not do that. If she has not remarried, she's still your wife. Go and bring her back. Do everything to bring her back. If you yourself have not remarried, if your husband has not remarried, you are the two of you are still single, God is giving you opportunity. Come back into that relationship and continue. God hates divorce. Can we open it? Malachi. This is what the Bible says. We call it chapter 2. And I'll read it from verse 14.
Yet ye say, wherefore? Because the Lord had been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth.
Is God witness?
That's right.
Anything you are doing between you and your wife, nobody knows, but God is aware.
Amen.
Against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet is she thy companion and the wife of
thy
covenant.
You have dealt with her treacherously. You have not been honest with her. Yet what?
Yet is she thy companion.
She's the companion because that's the purpose of the wife. And then what?
And the wife of thy covenant.
And you enter the covenant with her to live together. You are breaking the covenant. The next verse.
And did he not make one? Yet are they the residue of the Spirit. And wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed.
That's why he brought the two of you together, so that your seed will be godly.
Godly seed. That's it.
Therefore, take it to your spirit.
Yes.
And let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth.
That is a commandment. Finally, verse 16.
For the Lord, the God of Israel,
said that what?
That he hated putting away.
He hates putting away. He hates it. God hates it.
For one covered violence with his garments, said the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take it to your spirit that you did not treacherously.
Treacherously. God hates it. If you don't know, God hates it. If you have put away your wife, go and get her back. If not, God is not happy with you. No matter what anointing is flowing, man of God, you are out of the will of God. Remember, Matthew 7, verse 21. Is standing against all of us. Matthew 7, from verse 21.
Okay. Yeah. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Not everyone that say Holy Ghost fire, Jesus, Jesus, hey, take it. Oh, Jesus, Jesus will enter. Oh, listen very well.
But he that doeth the will of my Father.
He that doeth the will of the Father. Where is the will of the Father? This is the Bible. Is he here? One of the will of the Father is God hated putting away your wife. God hates divorce. What God has put together, let no man put asunder. Read on.
Many will say to me in that day,
okay, anointed servants of God.
Lord, Lord.
Lord, Lord.
Have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name I've cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works?
And your name I have prophesied. I have seen vision. I have done mighty miracle signs and wonder. I even have water. If I put people inside, come out in your name, my miracle takes place.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you.
Despite all that he said, he never knew you. Why?
Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity.
They walk iniquity. What is iniquity? Disobedience to God's word. So you see, this thing is so dangerous. People are playing with the eternal destination and putting God away and thinking God is with them.
Sir.
Yes.
So if one misses it on this issue of marriage, it can miss rapture.
I'm not the one saying it. What God hates.
Wow.
You know, now the truth, now this is the mystery. That's why it's good to have the Holy Ghost. You know, now, can somebody have the Holy Ghost and act like that? Yes. Disobedience. But you know what happens? He makes his way rough. Now, but there's a mystery. There's a mystery here. You know, he says, I didn't know you, correct?
Yes, sir.
But you are doing mighty miracle signs and wonders. I didn't know you. Remember the foolish virgins?
That's right.
Said, I didn't know you. Now, when did he know them? When did he know them? Is there anybody? Because he said, Jesus, therefore he knows you.
No.
He has an agenda. The truth about it is this. You know, the Bible says, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Sure.
Having the Lord knoweth them that are his. And then he added, let them that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. That is what the Holy Ghost does. You can't have the Holy Ghost and go the way some of them are going and still prosper. God will deal with you. God will close that ministry if that is a seed of God. If that prophet that is dealing treacherously with his wife, that is doing the work of God deceitfully. What did he say? He says it's a cost.
That's right.
But you see them prospering. That is the mystery.
Something is wrong.
Something is not. No, there's a mystery there.
My God.
They are the one that he will say, I didn't know you. You see? Now, the rest of us, don't follow them. If you see anybody prospering in iniquity, it is because Psalm 73. His end has been determined. David was wondering at the prosperity of the wicked.
That's right.
Until God opened his eyes and saw their end. Then he relaxed. God is that patient. They are messing up with the Christian faith. And God folded his eyes looking at them. And they are prospering. Financial prosperity. Anointing. Nyafu, nyafu. They are the ones being hailed by the society. And God is prospering his hand. Why? His end has been determined.
Wow.
If not, then repent. And it's only the true seed of God that will repent. And it is God that will cause us to repent. Yeah. Why do we fear God? Because whom he loves,
he chastens. That's right.
You see? If I try any of these things, this ministry will fold up. You will strike me and call me home. I will die. Mm. For me to leave my wife, I'm going to start having another woman outside. I will die. God will kill me. And I know it will happen. Will I try that? Mm. Makes me a hypocrite.
No.
That's right.
That fear makes me, Lord. You know, I am more afraid of God than my wife catching me with another woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you can threaten your wife and she will keep quiet and be behind. Mm. Where will I go? Where will I go? Mm. Where if I leave this one, where will I go? Where will I go? And because I know it, I'll be threatening you. If you open your mouth, the day you open your mouth, marriage is over. Because you know you have nothing to lose. She is the one that has something to lose. Marriage will be over. You can't try that abroad. When a woman tells you, say, in America, in Europe, I'm divorcing, sweat will come because all that you have earned in life will go to her. These men of God that divorce their wife and change their rapper, they can't try it in civilized society abroad there, in America.
That's right.
70% of all you have will be given to the woman. So you can't be saying you try that. Now the woman will tell you, I'll mess you up. I'll collect. I'll pour all that. Go marry another man again. There's nothing you can do. You see? It is because of people like that they put this law in America to protect the women and Europe. So you see what Christianity has got is because people are getting confused, you know, in this setting. So I'm just advising the people. So if you're in any of these estates, there's always a way out. That's what I'm saying. There's always a way out. Mm. And always let the last thought that comes to you as a Christian, under any condition, is divorce. Now, two can fight and separate, but not divorce. Hoping that the issues will be resolved and you come back again.
That's right.
But not to say total divorce. Now, maybe you want to ask me, are there any ground for divorce? Of course, there are grounds for divorce. But you didn't ask me. So, okay. I will stay where you have asked me for today. Thank you very much.
We want to thank you very much, sir, for being here with us. And marriage is a very, very important discussion.
That's right.
It affects almost everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that should be taken lightly.
That's right.
And if there be anybody having issues on his marriage or on a marriage, you could contact the pastor for counseling. He can't answer everything right here on Rapture Watch.
That's right.
And there are some things he won't be able to say to you, especially cases that are very peculiar. Mm-hmm. So the best thing is to contact the pastor. I'm sure our daddy will be glad to answer any call about this marriage.
Sure. Concerning marriage.
Yes, sir.
32 years. So I am a professor.
That's right.
A consultant.
A doctor.
Professor is beyond doctor.
PhD holder.
So I can counsel. I can counsel.
Okay.
And of these 32, I think 28 or so, you know, I've been a Christian. So
both as an unbeliever and as a believer.
About 30. Because 2 years after I got married. Mm-hmm. You know, I received Christ.
Wow. That's right. Praise
God. I am a guru. And I always give a sincere advice.
Okay.
You know, when it comes to marriage. And I handle such issues almost on a weekly basis in the church.
Okay.
Yes.
I wouldn't want us to say the pastor's number will be displayed because people will be calling him for prayers. But this is issues concerning marriage. You could take out time and come to the pastor's office on Tuesday. Every Tuesday, you could come directly to the pastor's office right here in the church at Ijesha, and the pastor will meet with you on any issue concerning marriage and on any issue anyhow. Okay, so I want to thank you once again.
Wow.
This is an important, interesting discussion.
Cool.
And I believe nobody will listen to this and still go the way some of these people are going.
Amen.
I think we've seen the light, especially men of God.
Amen.
Thank you so much. This is Rapture Watch. Amen. And don't forget, the message of today is that if you miss it on marriage, you miss the rapture. Pastor said it's not the one that said it. He said it's the Bible that says it. And since we don't want to miss the rapture, We have to get it right on marriage.
Amen.
And may the Lord keep his bride on the right track.
Amen.
Thank you once again, sir. This is Rapture Watch only on Bright TV.
Only.
God bless you. God and bless. Shalom to the bride of Christ.
Thank you very much.
Shalom.